Let's find out now what the king of couture has to say when we talk to Jacques Lagrange. Jacques, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us to talk about this very contentious issue at the end of the show. What's your take on Crocs?
Hello, Amy. I must be honest, I'm not a fan. I mean, people tell me it's comfortable. I have to believe them. I'm not going to try it. I do have standards.
But, Jacques, you've seen the stars wearing them on the red carpet. We know Nicki Minaj posed for them on her album cover. Who gave Victoria Beckham a pair? Justin Bieber, I think, gifted Victoria Beckham a pair.
Well, if you look at Justin, I mean, the three worst cases of celebrities wearing Crocs for me was Justin Bieber, Whoopi Goldberg, and Drew Barrymore. Those three, I must be honest, I think they're looking for attention. It's not even a comfortable thing. It's not a fashion statement. It's just looking for attention.
Have you seen many sort of high fashionistas in South Africa walking around in them?
I saw one fashion editor wore a pair and also a magazine editor. But I must be honest, my circles don't really wear that. They like the high heels, the uncomfortable. It's all about the look for them.
Yeah, you see, I'm with you. Not so much about the uncomfortable, but come on. I mean, Crocs, like they, you know, no.
You know, they apparently sold 300 million pairs over the world. And I mean, if you look at the company doing this up and downs all the years, they're giving it for free now, giving it to celebrities. I think it's a PR stunt.
Well, as you say, their sales have absolutely skyrocketed. They rose 64% in the first quarter of this year. I think they've been incredibly clever with the little accessories and the things that you can buy to stick on them and all the rest. But my question to you at the moment is, yes, if Crocs are fashionable, what next?
I think there's nothing after that because, I mean, what can they do after that? There's holes in, they put thingies on, like little bows. There was even platforms. They can't make more holes. Then you might as well just go barefoot.
So no catching Jacques Lagrange walking around in Crocs then?
Never. Hell no. I think the world will froze over, I must be honest.
And in your opinion, the best footwear for this season would be?
Comfortable, but you know what? My clients are doing the classic flat Chanel pump, so it is very comfortable, but it's still elegant and classy.
Jacques, Crocs aren't the only sort of ugly item making fashion these days, are they? What other ugly things have we seen being in fashion?
Well, the tracksuit is making a major comeback, as you know, in all kind of fabrics. I can go with kind of a silk drawstring sweatpants look, but there I draw the line. The other thing is you keep it at home, you don't go out, end of story.
But we don't even call it a tracksuit anymore. Have you noticed? It's a jogger.
As a juggler, yeah. I mean, I think that's the only thing they can revamp because a tracksuit is a tracksuit.
A tracksuit is a tracksuit. But it's funny, I actually messaged a friend in America and said, what is with all these celebrities wearing tracksuit pants and high heels?
I think if you shape and mold it, it's kind of like a fitted pants then. It's a little bit different and looks a little bit nicer. But the classic one, it's a no-no, especially when you go out. That you keep indoors.
Okay, so fashion no-nos, which might be enticing. They might be pretending to make a comeback, but guys, don't go there, according to Jacques Lagrange. That's the Crocs and the tracksuit. Anything else?
Well, comfort is key today. You know what? Like I said, if you do a T-shirt, don't do it oversized. Shape it. Go to a tailor if you can't afford like really high-end clothing and have it shaped, have it molded. It's amazing.
Jacques, for that fashion update, I must thank you and for your time this afternoon. That's Jacques Lagrange, a king of couture. Somebody sent a WhatsApp to say, Amy, I agree with you. Crocs are unacceptably common, just plain common. I'm so glad to have some of you in my camp, but I have to acknowledge we are in the minority. We have been outweighed by the Crocs fans. Look, even George is nodding. George, come on. Do you have Crocs? No, but you think that they're nice. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I feel like after all this conversation about Crocs, we do have to give the company themselves a right of response. And so we've managed to get Leanne Mitchell on the line. She is speaking on behalf of Crocs. She's involved with the marketing of the company that owns Crocs. Leanne, good afternoon. What's your take on all this conversation?
Hi, thank you for having me. Yeah, look, it's always going to be a bone of contention when you have something that stands out the way that a pair of Crocs do. You know, I think what you have to remember is you have to remember the core of this trend. And I call it a trend specifically and not a fad, because we just keep seeing the revival of this normcore in a comfort revolution, which you'll just see come time and time again. where the fab is really, you know, it's a hot color. It's a little sprinkle of a little something here, a little something there, and you never see it again. But this trend is definitely here to stay. And we speak to the sneaker culture, you know. It's perhaps not the person who wants to wear the high heel after checkers, but there's definitely an entire core group of people who like to stand out and definitely make a statement. And those are the people who we speak to.
Leanne, talk to us briefly about the marketing campaign behind this resurgence in the popularity of Crocs.
You know, I would like to say that it's a new thing, but it really isn't. It's just Crocs standing out and just getting better and better year on year. You know, we saw Crocs making SA Fashion Week in 2018. We were all across, you know, the Fashion Week stages, and we did an amazing designer collaboration with the likes of, you know, globally Post Malone, as well as locally with Wanda Leforso, you know, doing his amazing Fashion Week range based on the Croc. So it's just this continuation of the brand saying, come as you are. We accept you as you are, whether you're someone who's looking for practicality, you're the root of who the brand is, or if it's someone who's looking to make a little bit of a fashion statement, stand out. You know, I'm saying that sneaker culture, that fashion-forward, trend-based culture that's going around. And what better way to make a statement when everybody's covered in masks and looking the same and you can barely tell the difference between your cousin and your sister than to wear a little bit of a statement? I think now's the time, now or never.
Absolutely. And you guys have been quite good with your accessories and things that you can add on, you know, to make it your own, I guess.
100%. There is definitely an individualization that comes through with our gibbets, which again, you can see in the different audiences. So from parents wanting to individualize their children, or massive influencers wanting to make a statement, such as actually you mentioned before, Nicki Minaj. She just completely bejeweled her pink pair of Crocs and she looked absolutely stunning. I mean, if Nicki does it, everyone can do it. That's what I say.
Leanne Mitchell, thanks for your time this afternoon.